In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us quieten and turn in our thoughts in prayer and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have gathered here before your word, we come from many walks of life, but you know what we each need to remain trusting and believing upon thy word and your grace promises. So we ask that you would open your word according to your will. Open our hearts to receive your word. Give us this knowledge that you know everything and that you have promised to help your children all the way to heaven. We pray in behalf of those that are wandering in other paths that do not have that sure destination of heaven. We ask that you would allow your word to be preached here in this world so that others could hear of the way, the sure way of faith, and that they too could join us as your children in your kingdom. And we yet turn to thee in that perfect prayer which your Son has taught us to pray. Our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We will hear from God's word from the letter to the Ephesians from the second chapter, verses 19 through 22. And we hear and speak in Jesus' name. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. Before we go into the study of this text, I would like to receive that good news of Jesus Christ, that can I believe this evening my sins and doubts forgiven. We will continue with the same theme which we heard this morning. The theme being serving the Lord. And this portion of God's Word is a portion that has been set aside for our possible use or to consider around that theme. The words that we heard were written by the Apostle Paul. And reading this book of Ephesians, we would, at least myself reading this book, I get this idea that it's a letter written to a child of God, and how to endeavor in this kingdom of God. We know that our faith is a gift from God. And we need to care for that gift of God. God has placed His Spirit into His children as a gift to guide them on the way to heaven. And no man has control over that Spirit. We cannot, with our own power or our own strength, hold on to that Spirit and keep that Spirit in us. But God has made a way for us to remain as His children in His kingdom. He has given unto us His Word as a guide in our life of faith. He has given unto us the gospel of His Son, the good tidings of Jesus Christ, that we can put our sins away on this journey of faith. I've sometimes used this example. And we heard in this scripture portion that we read that our faith is built upon the Word of God, the writings of the prophets and the apostles, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. And it says in our text that it's a building fitly framed together, and it groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. So we have heard through God's Word that our bodies are that temple that God has created. And we who are God's children have in that temple of our bodies God's Spirit. He placed it there. And so it is, even as Jesus uses in some of His parables, an example of caring for that place where the Spirit dwells. And so it is that, as a way of explaining it, I've sometimes used this thought that we also clean our homes for that purpose, that it would be a place that is pleasant to dwell in. And we know at least some of us are different than others, and some of us can tolerate a little bit more about mess, maybe I could say, than others. And obviously we know that it's It's not sin to have a mess, I should say, maybe. But as a way of explaining it, I've sometimes tried to explain it to the children that now your bodies are that temple that God has created. And so even as that body contains and houses the Spirit of God, your homes also house the family that we live together. And so we clean our home so that it would be more pleasant there. And I've told the kids that, you know, when your rooms get so messy, it's like our bodies, when we don't cleanse our soul, our conscience from sin. We don't know how much or when God would, His Spirit would flee from that place. But one thing we do know, that God says that He will never leave thee nor forsake thee if you endeavor in faith. And so we put our sins away so that God would want to remain in us, guiding us on the way to heaven. Even as if you allow your car or your room to get messy and dirty and full of garbage, you don't want to be there. And so it is for us in our temple of our bodies. We can't control at what point the Spirit would leave if we begin to live in sin. And so Paul is writing this letter to some believers. I would presume that they live in Ephesus, because that's the letter was addressed to the Ephesians. And so he's explaining to them how they should endeavor in faith. God has granted unto them faith, but there's a right way and a wrong way to live here upon the earth. We don't just arbitrarily say that, well, you know, God made me in such a way and my temptations are such that, you know, that's just my temptation, so I'm going to live this way. With no regard to whether it's right or wrong. We wouldn't want to have that kind of an idea that we can, because we are sinners, that we could just live in sin and act how we would wish. But that we would fight against how we would naturally want to live. Because the Bible also says what we naturally are. We're great sinners. And our tendency is to do sin. But God has placed His Spirit in us as a gift to guide us on the way of faith. And so it is that when we fall into sin, that Spirit then guides us unto footsteps of repentance and forgiveness for that sin. So that place where the Spirit dwells would be cleansed. So the Spirit would want to remain there. And so we heard through our dear brother this morning about serving the Lord. And our dear brother mentioned, obviously, our rich Heavenly Father gives words to the servant. And he mentioned there this morning that if none of us had that mind of service, there would be no one to do the work of God. But God has even affected in us that desire to do the right thing here upon the earth and to serve each other with love and truth. Our text begins with these words. It says, "Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." So the Apostle Paul was writing to the Ephesian believers, who at one time had been living a life of sin and unbelief. But now they had been converted into true faith, living faith. and have been granted a living hope of one day seeing the promises of God in heaven. And so Paul is encouraging them. He says, now you're no more strangers or foreigners. You're not different than the other believers that have believed longer than you. But you're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. The last few days have been, for me, have been somewhat difficult. In this respect, that Satan has been successful in deceiving loved ones. The battle of faith of some seems to have been lost. The simple and straightforward way to heaven has become confusing for some. And the questions have been many and deep. But the simple way of faith is still the same. It's built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, the Holy Word of God. Jesus didn't Himself write this book. He spoke from this book. He didn't dispute it, but He trusted it and He used it in the services of His time. The same today in this kingdom of God. It's still God's Word. We still speak from this same book. The message hasn't changed. It's still the same message of hope, love, peace, and truth. It still guides on the way to heaven. Jesus Christ is still the chief cornerstone that the prophets wrote of and the apostles wrote of. It's still a sure foundation. The ways of every other way of faith has no sure foundation. Every wind in doctrine changes the way people view things. But in this kingdom, it's straightforward. And there's a sure goal and a sure reward at the end. Our text continues, "In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." Now this is very important for you and I. We discussed this last week. What does it mean this mother congregation? Where does that teaching come from? it comes from God's Word. We could say that maybe it's used as a metaphor. This mother, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the Bible uses many different terms for the kingdom of God. The Bible says it's the Jerusalem, New Jerusalem. It's the mother of us all. Jesus used many parables to speak of the kingdom of God. But this kingdom of God can only be seen through eyes of faith. Many people can see that it's a different. This is a different place. It's a different doctrine. There was a man, as we've heard oftentimes in our services, that came to Jesus one night. He had seen, he had heard the teachings of this kingdom of God. So he came secretly to ask. Jesus told him that unless a man is born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. When one has left this kingdom, some of the traditions might still be the same. They might still live by those same traditions. But when matters then are discussed, when there's no spirit, sometimes it seems that what is the point? Although we know it's good to ask questions. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. But unless a man is born again, cannot see. That matter, unfortunately, has become so clear to me. No matter how much a man might love another man or another sister, a brother, unless they are born again, they cannot see what you and I see. That here is the kingdom of God. Here is where God's Spirit dwells as a gift to guide us. As it says in the concluding verse of our text, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Here when we discuss matters, believers discuss matters, questions, we understand each other. It doesn't really matter what the question is. When the Spirit of God is there, we can freely discuss things and we understand each other. We say, amen. But when there's two different spirits, it's difficult. Dear brothers and sisters, it's good for us to come to the services of God's children. In the last few days, I've thought, our faith is a vehicle. It's like a vehicle for us. We travel in faith towards heaven. But our faith, as even as a vehicle that we drive here in this temporal world, It gets us from one place to another. But if it runs out of fuel, there it sits. Our faith is a vehicle to heaven. So we bring that vehicle to the services of God's children, so that God could put fuel there in the tank, so that we could continue traveling towards the goal of heaven. We don't want to take a chance that, well, I can continue traveling. I don't need to go to the services of God's children. My faith is strong enough. We don't want to take a chance of that vehicle running out of fuel. Even as the foolish virgins whose oil ran out of their lamps, they didn't go to get it refueled. They took a chance. Dear brothers and sisters, it's good for us to come to the services of God's children so that God could renew in us that strength and that power to remain traveling towards the goal of heaven. The Bible says of our Heavenly Father that God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so we desire to continue trusting in God, believing in His holy word, not wanting to change it with every wind that blows, every thought of intellect or reason, but trusting and traveling in that same way as the former saints have traveled. We know, each and every one of them, us that sit here in this building this evening, I would guess, knows somebody that has made it to heaven. How did they make it? By faith. By faith in the Lord Jesus. Trusting that their sins were atoned for. Trusting that their sins are forgiven. Traveling in faith. Coming to the services of God's children. Hearing the gospel message of this kingdom of God. That, dear child, you can remain believing. Just as you are, all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In that way, they made it to heaven. You also will make it in the same way. Trusting in God. Believing as the former saints believed. That their sins were forgiven. They came to hear the instructions that is offered here in this kingdom of God. We don't force people to come to the services of God's children, but we invite and we encourage, because we know, we have all felt what God can do for us that are struggling in faith when we come. Come to here. Come to hear what we need to hear. That no matter your thoughts or questions, God loves. He loves you. And He wants you to make it to heaven. Then you can believe, just as you are, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name. And precious blood. And in that way you will again be united with that loved one that maybe your thoughts have turned to here this evening. And with longing you've wished that you could speak to them of that way, how they made it. I'm sure they maybe shared their struggles with you. And you uplifted them with the gospel. And so it is that I also want to uplift you with that same gospel this evening. Believe, just as you are, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and holy atonement blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us close our service this morning, or this evening, in the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.